The FDA has awarded breakthrough device designation for a stent graft system for treatment of a thoracoabdominal aortic aneurysm. The device was created by Dr. Patrick Kelly. He's a vascular surgeon and inventor and leads Sanford Health's commercialization. We spoke earlier this week, and he starts by explaining the FDA designation.
Around 8 years ago now, approaching 8 years, we invented a new stent graft system to repair complex aneurysms that can extend from the chest into the abdomen. So what that means, what a complex aneurysm is, it's an abnormal dilation of an artery, and that artery being the aorta. If it spans too far a distance, it's going to also, in between, they're going to have some major branches to some vital organs. So it's like fixing a highway that has lots of intersecting roads. We got to fix that highway and keep everything still moving while we're fixing it. And these branches to the renal arteries, to the bowel, and to the liver are involved in this. So we invented a stent graft system that would allow you to stent graft or reline the inside of the aorta and still provide blood flow to those major branch arteries.
So this was 8 years ago that you invented this, and the FDA is now saying what?
So we started this project 8 years ago with some early just compassionate use repairs that has evolved into a physician-sponsored IDE. So that's an early feasibility trial where we've now treated over 100 patients, and since then Medtronic as a company has licensed this technology and our design, and they would like to bring this forward for a broader commercialization to try to basically take this device and be able to offer it around the world.
So before, when a patient has this aneurysm happening, without this stent graft, what are your options?
For the vast majority of them, we did nothing. They were too old, too ill. We couldn't offer them anything. The surgery itself, the open surgical repair, is such a major undertaking for a patient to try to recover from that the vast majority of patients in their 70s and 80s just aren't healthy enough to tolerate that operation. So you would get the classic response from the doctor, "I'm sorry, you've got a bad aneurysm. Unfortunately, you're not healthy enough to undergo the treatment."
So now, they died?
Yeah, well, we all die. Keep in mind, we all die. None of us leave this world alive unless we're going into outer space.
Okay.
We all die, but a large percentage of the patients would or could die from that aneurysm, yes. And the more complex the aneurysms are, quite often the older the patient is. And, you know, fortunately, with the stent graft system, we've been able to offer this to patients who are older, who have more underlying what we call comorbidities or other diseases like diabetes and some congestive heart failure and renal insufficiency. That used to exclude you from ever being offered a repair with open surgery for a process like this. And now these are people that we can potentially offer repair to.
And so explain the repair. I mean, this obviously isn't an open surgery. This is through the vein?
Well,
through the artery?
It's an artery. So it's evolved over the last 7.5-8 years in that we used to make incisions in both groins and then one in the arm. Now we still make an incision in the arm, a very small incision, about 2-2.5 inches long in the arm, and then we most of the time can just get by with poke holes in the groin.
Okay, so now the FDA is saying, yes, this is viable. Let's kind of fast-track this?
Well, what it really comes down to is Medtronic says this is something we'd like to commercialize, and we think there's an unmet need because right now there is no commercially available or commercially approved product to treat this process. The FDA says, yes, we agree. There's nothing available. Some of your early data is promising. Not conclusive, it's promising that it may show safety and efficacy, and we will grant you a breakthrough designation, which all that really means, it sounds great, all it really means is you'll get an expedited review process. So as you go through this and you want to get feedback from the FDA, it gets put at the front of the list. It gets put on top of the pile.
And so you have like, what, 8 physicians who are involved with this and will do a broader study? Is that?
So right now, it's interesting. So right now we've got 2 generations of device. We've got an early generation we call the manifold. And then we have the next generation device called the unitary, which basically took the manifold and combined it into one graft. There are 5 additional sites that currently are implanting the manifold, which is made by Medtronic now. The unitary stent graft, which is still a physician-modified construct, we do here in South Dakota.
And you're the only one doing this?
Doing with the unitary, yeah.
Yep. So this is really you as an innovator saying, I see a need, and what's the best way of doing this? Can you talk a little bit about your process?
Well, I think I'm a physician that sees a need or a necessity to solve a problem, and I just happened to come across an idea in my head that seemed to fit the bill, and so far it's looking promising. Again, we need to do a bigger trial to truly pan out, is this safe, and is safety and efficacy go along with this, but so far things are looking promising. But yeah, I guess I'm the guy that came up with the idea.
Do you have other ideas going on in your head?
Always.
I mean, but seriously, do you have other products, things in the works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a catheter to treat pulmonary emboli. We have products to help reduce pressure sores. We have products that we're trying to work on to dissolve clots. Yeah, we've got other things as well. So this hopefully won't be the last you hear of us.
And when you were in med school, was this something that you were dreaming of doing as well?
No, I just wanted to get through med school. And I didn't, when I was in engineering school, I wasn't thinking about medicine. I was trying to get through engineering school.
So what is really next with this, with the broader trial? What really needs to happen?
Well, so as we move towards a pivotal, so the broader trial is called a pivotal trial. And the goal of the pivotal trial will be to treat enough patients, a big enough population of patients, that we can try to, at least with statistical confidence, have some assurance of safety and efficacy. So, you know, are we helping people more than we're hurting them? And, you know, does it fix the problem? So, you know, the safety part, can we put the device in somebody and they don't have any bad complications from the device? And then long term, are we fixing their aneurysm so they're not dying from their aneurysm? And like I said, our early work says, gives us enough information that we need to be able to take this to a pivotal trial.
I mean, this isn't something you can just go sign up people to volunteer to be part of a study. I mean, they have to come in presenting, right?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to sign up for it. You've got to have a big bad aneurysm to be eligible for the trial, and you know, and you've got to show that you're really not a candidate for open surgery. And but this is a real problem. I mean, we treat people from all around the country. We just treated somebody from the southern Iowa, northern Missouri area just this week. We treat people from Wisconsin and Ohio and Oklahoma. I mean, it's a problem around the country that we need to find a solution for. We think we have.
So if a patient is presenting and the doctor said, you're not a candidate for the open procedure, but I know a guy in South Dakota and you can be part of this study, is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, some. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then how do you get word out to your colleagues?
By people like you. By interviews like this. I give talks at around the country. I'm giving a talk this Friday at the University of Minnesota at the Earl Bakken Symposium, which I think Earl Bakken, he was the founder of Medtronic. He's the first person to invent a battery-operated pacemaker that saved babies' lives when the power went out. Their heart would still keep beating. You know, that kind of innovation. So I'm giving a talk at that symposium meeting this week. We give a talk at VEETH. I've given talks over in Europe. I've given talks in Asia. I mean, to some extent, and then we get papers published in journals, and it takes a long time. We think medical devices, boom, we get them, they fix you, they take care of you. It's a 10 to 15 year process to develop a medical device like this. It's humbling.
I mean, you still have about 6 or 7 years to go.
Yeah, hopefully only about 2. Time will tell.
I mean, because it has been fast tracked, it would only take a couple before it's commercialized?
Keep in mind, we've already got 8 years behind it. Mm-hmm. If we can get it done in a decade, I think we're doing pretty well. So if we can get it done in the next 2 years, I think we will have done a good job.
And then will you continue to practice medicine, or will you follow this device?
I'll continue to practice unless I get fired. there are more problems to solve. Now, I always tell everybody, if you live here in South Dakota and you have an aneurysm that somebody recommends you go out of state or somewhere else to get it fixed, keep in mind we got people from all over the country coming to us, so it's probably worthwhile to at least get seen by us before you make a big trip somewhere else.
Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for taking time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.